I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. We are doing our first experimental episode, having a bunch of people in the community, in the studio at the same time with the most epic mic setup possible. This is just, my brain is exploding. I'm so excited with all this audio gear. And so we're going to go around this kumbaya circle, introduce each person. The idea of this episode is to support one another as a community. And I think in supporting one another here in the studio, we can also support you listening, because I think you're going to learn something. Maybe you could tweet at We Are LA Tech, and us standing here can do something to take action to help you accelerate your startup here in LA. So let's start, kick it off with Terrence. Terrence, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey guys, how's it going? My name is Terrence Latimer, and I'm the founder of Food Tribe. Food Tribe is a cause-based digital gift card and loyalty program for Los Angeles area restaurants. So as part of our model, for every gift card that we sell, we donate at least one meal to the LA Food Bank.
Amazing. Ira, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Ira Herman, and I am a developer entrepreneur working on a few startups right now, but I have a bunch of development to do before I start talking about them. And I made the We Are LA Tech app.
You know, just that. You guys, if you want to check out the We Are LA Tech mobile app, go to wearelatech.com/app. That's wearelatech.com/app. We actually built it in both Android and iPhone, but Android's in private beta. Ira built it using Ionic, which he's a super big fan of.
Yeah, big fan of it. So it's cross-platform. I just need to finish getting it all submitted to the Google Play Store. So that will happen soon.
Awesome. And Jack? Awesome. Jack and Quinn are here together. They're co-founders of
Lookabout. Yeah, so I'm Jack O'Grady. I'm CEO and head of design at Lookabout. And Lookabout lets you capture and share 360 in VR without the fancy camera or the headset.
Yep, exactly. My name's Quinn Ellis. I'm CTO and head of development at Lookabout.
Sweet. And both of you guys are in the Science Incubator.
We are in Science Inc. in Santa Monica.
And what is Science exactly?
Science is a tech incubator run by Mike Jones, and they take companies of all shapes and sizes and turn them into these really, really awesome, I don't know if I can swear in here,
companies. You can totally swear. Awesome. Brian?
I'm Brian Nickerson, co-founder and CEO of Magic Links. Magic Links provides tools for authentic social commerce for YouTube influencers to make it really easy to share products they love and then earn as their fans shop. And I know we're talking about community, so one thing we just did, Ira talked about the We Are LA Tech app. I just downloaded it so you guys have another install and super excited to check it out.
Oh, yay! we'll take every single last
install.
It's
good on the iPhone store. It's good.
Awesome. So, okay, this whole conversation is about supporting one another. And I just want us to walk away being like, whoa, that was completely worth my time. All the time Esprit spent setting up all these mic stands so we could all kumbaya talk together was like, I'm so glad I didn't miss out on that. So I'm going to go around. I've done this before actually with Women in Tech at our Reflections Gathering, where I unite all the women in tech in LA and I ask them three questions. It's kind of about reflecting where you've been, really assessing where you are today, And then really envisioning where you want to be tomorrow and supporting one another and getting there. And I think that it would be so cool as the LA Tech community to do that for one another too. So Terrence, where are you right now in the stage of Food Tribe, and where do you want to be? How can we support you in getting there? What's one huge pain point that you can ask all of us that we can take action on literally right now, including everybody listening, to support you?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, Food Tribe is currently live with its very first crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo. So right now, all of my time and effort and energy is really, you know, just kind of dedicated there. We're raising $8,000 in order to launch the first version of our platform. So in my head, like, the help that I need is in terms of, like, you know, just getting support to that campaign, whether it be like actual donations, talking to other people about it, you know, anything that I can kind of do in terms of like getting people's eyeballs on the Indiegogo campaign to learn what Food Tribe wants to accomplish this year.
And there's so many people listening right now. What date does your Indiegogo expire?
Yeah, so the Indiegogo campaign went live on April 18th and is finished on May 31st.
May 31st.
So for the Indiegogo campaign, our partner is a Santa Monica-based cookie shop, Cookie Good, and we're actually offering a Food Tribe gift cards to Cookie Good. So after the campaign finishes, if you want to navigate over to the Food Tribe website and purchase gift cards to Cookie Good, that's definitely one way that you'd be able to support Food Tribe.
And is it something where people could send you a contribution via PayPal me or something like that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Venmo, PayPal, whatever it is. however it is that you're able to support, Food Tribe is certainly listening.
And now I know that I'm going to make a contribution to Food Tribe when we're out of this podcast interview. What is one wish, like if you could have 1,000 people right now, because we have thousands of people listening, and then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us in this room. If you had one very reasonable, tangible wish that we all contributed together, what would that amount be?
$3, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't matter the size of the donation. You know what I mean? Like if you can contribute something, but I really don't want to be married to like financial donations because I understand that everybody is in different circumstances.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it really boils down to just like bringing the word out about the campaign.
No. But you said you're trying to target $8,000,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
On Indiegogo. Mm-hmm. And so if you can make that $8,000 by standing here right now, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And so let's keep it real.
Yeah.
And so I'm not fast at math. Everybody knows that about me. So if 1,000 people contributed $3 each, Ira, what is that really quick?
I should put me on 1,000 people, $3.
9,000?
Like no. 8 divided by 3. It's weird math. Let me get the calculator.
It's not 3. Oh,
yeah,
wait.
It's easy. 3 times 1,000.
Oh, shit. We gotta go higher.
Help our companies.
I was working back from the 8,000. Shit. No,
you didn't divide it.
Yeah, wait. So, no, if we have 8,000, and we have 1,000 people. How many?
$8 a person.
Okay,
$8. $8 a person. If we get 1,000 people in LA to donate $8 each, Food Tribe will hit its goal.
Okay,
amazing.
So
if we all want to donate $3,
$2,660. and if the Indiegogo, right now they could search for Food Tribe on Indiegogo,
yeah.
Right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it is past the date, because, you know, maybe someone's listening right past the date, how can they find out where to contribute? Do you already have a PayPal? Actually, when you leave here,
yeah.
Can you please set up paypal.me/foodtribe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Done. And then what's your Venmo? Are you comfortable sharing your Venmo?
It's just my personal name or my personal name. I only have one of those, right? It's just my name, Terrence.Latimer.
Yeah. And can you spell that for us?
TERRENCE.LATIMER.
And I'm sure a lot of people want to make sure they're not sending it to the wrong person. So one, what's your picture look like on Venmo?
I think it's my Facebook picture.
And what's another way to get in touch with you? Just so like email or social media?
Yeah, email or social media. So my social media handle is King Terrentius. Super complicated.
Yeah.
And then,
can you spell it?
Yeah. KINGTERRENTIUS. And then my email address, actually, let's just make it easy. hello@foodtribeusa.co.
But that goes to you.
That goes straight to me.
Okay, it goes to you.
Yeah, goes straight
Sweet.
To me.
And so you guys, as a community right now, not to put you on the spot, but would each of us feel comfortable contributing to Terrence $8 today?
Yeah,
I would.
I'm in.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
$8 is easy.
Oh, sweet, guys. That's
all
awesome.
Right.
Yeah, wow.
So it's a start.
Yeah,
amazing, right? Okay.
Start, yeah.
I think we could all handle $8,
yeah.
And we all want to support you. And everybody listening right now, if you could hang it with $8 too, I think it's like, you know, you're just not eating a burrito. You're not grabbing that coffee. You're not grabbing the beer. You know, just that one thing in order to support Terrence in his dream. Tell us one more time, what is Food Tribe and like why does it matter to us?
Yeah, absolutely. So Food Tribe is a cause-based digital gift card and loyalty program for restaurants in its current state. The reason why I launched the Indiegogo campaign is because I believe that restaurant reviews suck and Food Tribe wants to build a better restaurant review platform. In my head, the only way to really fix restaurant reviews is by making it not just about you and about other people. And so that's why Food Tribe exists. Food Tribe's mission is to connect good people to good food. And in order to fulfill that mission, when we do launch the restaurant review platform, your restaurant reviews directly impact or directly go to help end hunger. And that's the whole purpose of the Indiegogo campaign. We want to build out an MVP, a prototype where users can figure out ways to donate meals based on their restaurant reviews.
And you guys, we're going to be doing a We Are LA Tech LA Startup Spotlight episode with Terrence. So definitely be sure to check that out to understand more, like what inspired him to create Food Tribe, what he's doing in LA, what stage Food Tribe is in, all that good stuff. Check in with the We Are LA Tech podcast. How do you feel? Do you feel supported?
I feel great. This is awesome, guys.
All we need is 1,000 people to contribute $8 each, and we could support someone in achieving their dream, which is literally to create a better atmosphere and environment for others. His company directly impacts other people's lives for the better. So it's not even going to some random We Are LA Tech mobile app calendar or something like that. It's going to a really great cause that will help a lot of people's lives. So it's like the giving just keeps on giving.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Amazing. What's something that you guys think Terrence hasn't thought of or something he should look into, or maybe a person he can connect with to support him in where he is in the current stage of Food Tribe?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we've learned just from doing kind of promotion, getting the word out there, is that in-person events, in-person plugs are miles ahead in terms of effectiveness than just doing social media posts or stuff like that. So like in-person stuff, even just getting feedback has been day and night for us and our progress and really reaching like this goal.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, just the feedback is in real time. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's a whole lot easier for, I don't know. I was kind of spending some of my time like trying to do like market research surveys and all that kind of stuff, but I just never felt like I was getting the type of feedback that I needed.
Yeah.
You know, but actually like having conversations with people has been like super good for me. So definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Ira.
Yes.
The infamous Ira. Developer of the We Are LA Tech mobile app and everything else technical in We Are LA Tech. Actually, where are you right now in what you're working on? I'm like, I'm going to say it and you may get, oh, I didn't want to talk about it, whatever. Where are you at with Sunnies? I know he's giving me a look. And then everything else that you have going on, and what can we do to support you? Where are you in the LA Tech community? What's your role? You've taught, you know, so many programming classes at GA, at General Assembly, and you have this really cool company that you won't let me talk about, which drives me crazy. And go ahead.
All right. So this is, there's so many things I'm interested in, and so many cool things that I'm working on. But yeah, I just finished recently teaching a great class of developers at General Assembly. That is one of the things I wanted to ask about, which I'll talk about a little bit later, like community and developer community and support. But I'm also working, I love development as well. I love business. All of this stuff is super exciting to me, and I love researching new technologies and like working with them. So I've got a couple businesses that I'm working on right now, and I'm just kind of heads down. So with Sunnies, that is like Dollar Shave Club, but for sunglasses. So you get high quality sunglasses for low price. And that way, when you inevitably get them scratched or lose them or break them, it's not a huge deal because you didn't drop $300 on them. So that's kind of the goal. And then what we're seeing too is people are subscribing where they're getting, even if they just want to build a collection, get different styles. Then it makes it easy to get different styles. And we've basically curated the collection. We're manufacturing more styles soon. And the quality is better than if you just went to like a gas station or a drugstore and picked up some sunglasses there.
So totally.
You get better features out of them. You've got like a better like texture, spring hinges, all kinds of cool.
I mean, the colors are dope, you guys. So I'm a founding customer of Sunnies, and the colors are so poppy and exciting. Some of you know I used to own an action sports company, skateboarding, motocross. So I'm really into like cool vibe style, and yeah, I love Sunnies.
So yeah, where we're at on that though, it's an interesting challenge because we kind of like opened it up with our MVP, our minimum viable product, and we got a good amount of people on the platform that we could get feedback from and kind of use that data to figure out where to go next. And so we got some really great feedback and really great data, and we're in the middle of just developing a ton and rebuilding basically the entire platform. So the website is live now. Every once in a while, people still do subscribe, even though like we're servicing our active our existing customer base. Every once in a while, we get a new order just from like word of mouth, which I think is a good sign because we've really held back. We're not doing any ad buying. We're not like talking about it except for right now because you coached me. But the reason is we have like a really cool new website coming soon, and we've got all these new styles as well. So we're in the middle of getting all the product photography updated on the new styles, and we're rebuilding the website to have a completely new look and feel. And so Amazing. It's really cool, but it's like in progress right now. So we can't.
I put you on the spot. What's one pain point in what you wanted to talk about? Because I know I put you on the spot with Sunny's. What's one pain point that you'd really love our support with?
I've got a couple things. One is if you guys are looking for any junior developers, you want to basically take you have a developer or a developer and you want to take someone under your wings who's still learning, then let me know. Contact me.
Are there people at Science that need junior developers?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, there are teams like almost always looking for developers. So you can look into that for sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then the other thing is I have friends. The class that I just taught, I taught it with one of the best instructors at General Assembly, and she was one of my students a couple of years back, and just phenomenal, super intelligent, picks things up really quickly, one of the most confident people I've ever worked with. And she realized she wants to get like real-world development experience, and so she's out looking for jobs now. So if anyone has, like, there are lots of jobs out there, but I want to find something, if I could help her find something that's like just a great fit for her, that would be a cool connection.
And Brian, you had a question.
Yeah. Do you have front end developers something you're looking to find homes for?
So we've got, for the junior developers, we do a full stack program. Mm-hmm. Most of the graduates end up getting front end jobs. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of exposure and work that they have with JavaScript, primarily HTML, CSS, JavaScript. And then we do a little bit of Angular, a little bit of React as well.
Okay. We're looking for front end help. Yeah.
So you can support one another.
Yeah, and that
supports you in your ask, and then they'll check with the teams at Science that supports you in your ask.
Yeah, that feels good because I just we have a great community. I want to support, especially I like helping new developers. Mm-hmm. There are some communities, they're kind of scattered, but yeah, anyone who wants to help out and be part of the community.
But what does help out mean? What's like a very specific ask?
Well, the very specific ask is if you want any junior developers, talk to me or
come to
a meet and hire. How can people find me? On Twitter, @IraHerman.
Perfect. Awesome. Any suggestion?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering, are you guys doing anything? Like, I know that they're getting hands-on experience, but would they offer like any sort of like internship or, you know, some sort of like project basis just so, I guess, like users or a person be able to kind of get an understanding of what they can do before they actually bring them on?
Yeah, so the try before you buy thing, basically. There are lots of different ways to interview developers, too. And that is something that I'm actually a big fan of, is having like a, like some of the shops around town do this where they'll have kind of a trial day. And it's like, come in and do some coding with the other developers on the team and see how it is and see if it's a culture fit and see if the practices, see if the person is coachable to the style of that company, for, you know, code habits and things like that.
I was thinking like a showcase day or something like that, like a week before graduation, you know what I mean? Where you might be able to like kind of call in employers and maybe like get like a look at like their portfolio or something like that. you know, I don't know if that'd be like something of interest to you. But.
And I need you guys to take that and carry it offline now because Quinn and Jack have been here for quite a while and they need to get back to the office and work. So I want to make sure we get everybody and Brian and like everybody. Why don't you guys go together? What's something that the thousands of people listening right now can do and that the us here can do to support you and your success for Lookabout?
Yeah, so right now we're really just looking for photographers that want to crack in and play around with the 360 VR medium. So specifically, we're looking for travel photographers, urban photographers, coffee goers that go to coffee shops, and then just kind of spaces. So if you go to cool rooms frequently or just any cool places, stuff like that. And we're just looking to feature a couple of photographers on the app for all the new users to follow and find targeted VR content.
Now, do the photographers have to be like 360 photographers or?
Not at all. Okay. Yeah, the Lookabout app lets you do it all with the phone. So you don't need the headset. You don't need a 360 camera or anything. We're all here for support. You can email us directly, contact us. And we just want to work with you and really help make this 360 work.
And I have photographers to introduce you to. What email is best for us to introduce you to photographers?
You can email me directly at jack@packup.io, jack@packup.io.
And Quinn, do you have a different pain point or anything, or is it the same one that you want to address, something we could all do together?
Right now, same pain point, I'd say. We just got our first build out last week, so we've just been getting feedback, and that's really the most important part for us right now.
Perfect. And do you three, Brian, Ira, Terrence, know photographers that you could introduce to the guys?
Photographers and videographers, definitely.
Awesome. Yep.
Brian? Yeah, I
know a couple. I'm not good with photographers. So I might need the same intro. Or after that, you work with them, I'll check them out.
We're just looking for a couple that really want to play around and explore the medium.
Amazing. We got you. I have two in mind. How many do you have in mind, Ira?
I have two in mind.
Okay. Terrence?
Two.
Oh, perfect. Yep. That's a start. And perfect. Then the thousands of you listening, remember to email Jack or Quinn at the email that he gave you, and we'll include it in the show notes as well. Photographers. Are you sure there's no other pain point we could support you with?
That's really it right now. Yeah, everything's going well, business side and whatnot. So really just looking to see how people play with the content.
Do you have any suggestions on how they could find more photographers? Anybody have a hack?
We're working on an Instagram hack. So yeah. We have that in
content,
the works,
but definitely like putting out your own content and you know what I mean? Just like having a real understanding of, you know, the online communities that they're at, and like different hashtags or whatever, just to kind of draw attention back to the brand, you know. But definitely I think making your platform photographer first and making them feel that way is going to be most important.
Amazing.
I'm just curious, like I study in an amateur basis photography. How do you translate to that medium where you've got 360 video? You can't really frame the shots the same way. I'm assuming you can't do like rule of thirds necessarily.
Yeah. So that's the really cool thing about 360 photography right now. There's no standards in it and no one's defined it. So the answer to that is, how are you going to frame it? And if you're on early, you're basically going to be a leading photographer on the platform. So all the new people that have no idea are going to kind of look to your content and try to mirror it. So you really have the opportunity to shape, you know, what is the rules for 360 and VR photography.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's totally open medium right now.
Wild West.
Yeah. So exactly. It's the Wild West 360.
Awesome. And Brian, Magic Links, what's something the six of us here can do to support you in your success?
Yeah, so we all need a little more magic in our lives, right?
I don't know.
You never have too much magic.
You're around me, so I feel like I'm constantly magical.
Thanks to you, right? I think we all know influencers. I was just in a conversation yesterday. A friend, as I explained what Magic Links does, he's like, I have two daughters. They both are starting to launch their own YouTube channels, and they're looking for exactly what you have. So the big challenge that influencers face, and especially on YouTube, is how do you stay authentic and how do you grow your business? And Magic Links helps them stay authentic, right? So any product, anything you're talking about, anything that's related to the video, you can link to it, which your fans love. And then as your fans buy something, as an influencer, you actually earn income, which you should. So it's different than sponsorships. It's another way to support the influencer community. So we already have thousands of people using Magic Links everywhere from, you know, Linkin Park in the music space, the Glam Twins, Passion Jones, Elf Lawrence. There's all kinds of amazing YouTube influencers in kind of fashion, beauty, tech, music, all these different categories. But I'd love just help spreading the word. So if you know an influencer, if they want magic in their lives, tell them about Magic Links.
Do you, great pitch. Do you know an influencer, Terrence?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you feel comfortable making an introduction
Absolutely.
To Brian? And Brian, where should people make introductions?
Straight to my email is good. So brian@magiclinks.org.
Yeah. And it's B-R-I-A-N.
Yep.
Okay,
Do you guys cater to any specific categories, or are you just looking for influencers across the board?
So there's 1,500 retailers live on our platform, about 400 million products that people can link to.
Okay.
So fashion, beauty, tech, gaming, music. Almost anything you can think of,
okay.
Sports. We've got really good coverage in terms of both products and retailers that they can share.
Okay. Awesome. Ira, do you know an influencer?
I do know an influencer. And I will make an introduction.
I looked like, at me weird when I said that. Because I was like, are you about to say me?
Oh, no. Then someone, I know two influencers.
someone called me an influencer the other day. I was like, I am?
Totally. But it can be small too, right? So I just heard this story last week. There's a person on Facebook who got the new DJI drone, and he was like flying it around and doing a Facebook live video with it. And he knows that, I think he may have worked with DJI directly, but like 20 people bought off of his channel.
That's crazy.
And right, a drone is, you know, $1,200 yeah. a drone or something. So it's like,
that's crazy.
We're doing math yeah. again, right? But like it's yeah. like $25,000 or something, a product that got yeah. sold. So to be an influencer, you don't have to be a professional influencer.
Yeah.
It's really any size. Anyone can use it.
I like the so term cool. micro-influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a
you know, I want to do a shout-out to Tiny Sponsor, who has been so supportive of We Are LA Tech, because Tiny Sponsor, I introduced you to Mike mm-hmm. Prasad.
Yeah.
Tiny Sponsor is for micro-influencers, too, for them to find brand partners. And so the difference in Tiny Sponsor and Magic Links is Magic Links, you have the links, and it's almost like a customized affiliate program, but mm-hmm. custom to like what you're interest in your brands. So it creates a higher return because you literally are building it to your personality and who you are. Where if you think of like really micro sponsorships, that's more Tiny Sponsor. So mm-hmm. Magic Links isn't sponsorships, it's revenue.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Let's do really quick your ask again and then where to find you on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, Instagram, whichever one. Terrence, go for it.
All right, guys. My name is Terrence. I'm the founder of Food Tribe. Right now, Food Tribe needs your support on our crowdfunding campaign currently live on Indiegogo. I think we decided we're asking all We Are LA Tech listeners to donate $8 to Food Tribe's campaign. If you want to connect with me, feel free to reach out on Twitter or Instagram at King Tarentius.
Perfect. Ira?
I'm Ira Herman. I am a developer, entrepreneur, and fun guy. I don't know. My ask is for awareness of junior developers. And if you would like to hire a junior developer or just check out the things they are capable of, which may surprise you, then come check out a meet and hire at General Assembly or tweet at me at Ira Herman and can connect you.
Perfect.
I'm Jack O'Grady, CN Head of Design at Lookabout. And one thing we'd ask from the listeners is just play around with 360. And if you love it, you want to be featured on the app, that's exactly what we're looking for right now. So email me at jack@packup.io. And it was spelled out a little earlier.
Perfect.
Yeah. My name's Quinn, CTO at Lookabout. I echo that exactly. Would love, love, love any feedback.
And remember to introduce them to photographers. Yes. And Brian?
And I'm Brian, co-founder and CEO of Magic Links. And my ask to the community, if you know an influencer, it could be micro-influencer, it could be macro-influencer, or anything in between, share Magic Links, bring a little magic into their life, and spread the word.
Amazing. And my name is Esprit Devorah, creator of We Are LA Tech. I've been doing this crazy thing since 2012. My ask is if you guys know an incredible, incredible brand partner to work with us to help support us in this wonderful community work we're doing, definitely feel free to connect them to me. You could reach me via wearelatech.com. There's a contact form there, or We Are LA Tech on Twitter. Just reach out to me. We're looking for those incredible brand partners in order to keep on doing this wonderful work that we do. I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing, amazing day, night, morning. If you're going for a run or you're doing the dishes, I just look forward to you listening to the next episode. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman. And I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.